Hey, everybody. Welcome to Mom Said. My name is Gabe Gibbs.
And you'll never know my name.
Her name is Allie Gibbs, and Mom Said is a podcast made by three adult siblings, but it's not about that.
But it's not about that.
It's often about that. But today, it's not so much about that as is about this.
Mario!
Hey! Mario's here. Singer, actor, artist.
Have you ever heard of Berklee College
model.
Of Music? Have you ever heard of the movie Encanto and also the live Disney Plus special of Encanto?
Have you ever heard of the ICCAs? Have you ever heard of the sing-off? Have you ever heard of the absolute most viewed YouTube video on our YouTube history of all time, which is the Sweet Child of Mine cover that he sings?
Have you ever heard of Scary Pockets? Have you ever heard of Prince?
Have you ever have you ever heard of the Bay Area?
Yeah.
Have you ever heard of, what's your high school?
Ignatia Valley High School.
Have you ever heard of Ignatia Valley High School's homecoming king year of 2000 something?
Six.
We're getting old, huh?
Oh, yeah.
Feels that way.
Anyway,
late 30s.
Anyway, ladies and gentlemen.
Sit back, relax, and enjoy the beautiful sounds.
Wait. He's here.
Well, I that was a fantastic intro. I don't have to say a damn thing.
What did you want him to say? Did you want him to say that he's a good singer? That's what I was going to say.
Oh, go ahead. Yeah, sorry.
Sit back, relax, and enjoy the beautiful sounds of Mario's voice. Hit it, Grant.
Mama
said.
I know how to start this episode.
Oh, okay.
Oh, we were going to sing a song, but...
I want you to sing.
Dan, dan.
No, you're
dan,
right. That's where we are.
Dan, dan.
Start spreading the news. We're feeling inspired by the Knicks who won yesterday.
I'm leaving today.
I'll make a brand new start of it. New York, New York, these vagabond shoes are longing to stray,
yes,
right through the very heart of it.
Everybody,
New York, New York. In the city that doesn't sleep.
Yeah, never. You're right. Uh-huh.
Divine, I'm king of the hill, top of the heap.
I think there's a key change.
These little town.
Keep it up.
Blues. Is that right?
Yeah, baby.
Are melting away.
Oh, yeah, please.
Oh, come on. You better sing.
I want a brand new start of it.
Uh-huh.
Hey.
In old New York. If I can make it there, I'll make it anywhere. What's up to you?
Nothing like a bunch of
three Los
absolute
Angelinos.
Los Angelino theater nerds.
Love my mayor. By
just
the way, love
music
my mayor.
Dorks.
Mom Donnie.
Yeah.
Love my basketball team, the New York Knicks.
Yeah. I do feel like they've become everyone's basketball team.
There's
people who didn't care about
can
basketball.
Can I say, there's something American about it.
But in the good way of American.
I was going to say. I felt more patriotic watching that than anything else that's been happening in our country.
I was like, you know what? If you can make it here, you can make it fucking anywhere.
Period.
Don't you know it?
It really was a good... Go.
I was going to say this is something so petty. And like I loved seeing Taylor Swift in the front row and Scooter Braun like 10 rows back.
Yes. Did you see this, Al?
Scooter Braun, always 10 rows back.
Taylor Swift, hey, may all our Scooter Brauns
be 10 rows back. Hey, this year, this year, 2026, may your Scooter Braun be 10 rows back.
Oh my gosh, Al, do you...
Do I feel like my Scooter Braun is 10 rows back? Fucking no. Breathing down my neck, brother.
But still behind you.
But still behind you.
Still behind me.
And what row are your Scooter Brauns in at this moment?
I don't know. I feel like they're closer than 10, but there's still some distance. Like, I'm like, oh, I see ya.
I feel like I feel like having a kid has had me so busy that my Scooter Braun could be in the house and I wouldn't know.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Which is kind of there's a freedom in that. There's a freedom in that.
I hear that from parents.
Mine are probably 10 rows back. Grant, where are your Scooter Braun's? Are they?
Reminding me of, what's the therapy joke everyone says that it's like, are the voices in the room with us or something?
Yeah. Is Scooter in the room with us?
Are the scooters in the room with us?
No, the scooters sometimes are in the room with us.
Sometimes 100%. The scooters are the friends we make along the way.
Yeah.
Actually, yikes.
Yeah.
I just want to say, when Mario first started singing, it was so much more pleasant than You Two Fools.
No, I know. I'm
like, let's just have an episode of him.
Yes.
And you guys can leave. And
well, we
got to
bring Kenton back. We'll just do like, it'll just be like Scary Pockets X Mom Said. And we'll just get anyone who's ever sang with Scary Pockets.
And Gabe and I will leave.
We'll leave.
I'm so excited to talk about this today because the crossover of lore with Kenton and I, it goes deep.
Tell us.
Kenton Chen and I, a dear friend, I love you, Kenton. We met when our rival a cappella groups were both at New York City ICCA finals.
The only thing...
Wait.
The only thing that could possibly be better than a friendship coming out of that is lovers.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, wow.
Rival a cappella groups to lovers.
Heated rivalry a cappella.
Yes. I think
honestly, that is pitch perfect.
Yeah, exactly.
To be fair.
Okay, wait. There's so many things that you said that I'm going to need to visit.
Yeah,
First of all, agree. We love Kenton. We're so thankful that Kenton came on. We had such fun. It was such a good time. Okay, you said, first of all, you were in a cappella.
Yes.
We knew Kenton was an acapella because of some of the things he gave us, but this was college.
Was college acapella.
Were you doing zing 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 zing?
Yeah. Well, what's your favorite acapella noise?
When he said that, it's so funny, and it was ours. We did a cover of "Good Girls Go Bad" by Cobra Starship.
That sucks.
Jab myself in the fucking eye.
That sucks so bad.
No, but I think that'll circle around in our spirits. Yeah. Right now, that makes my whole body tense up. Ooh. But I think in another 10 years. We'll look back on that kind of stuff fondly.
I was the soloist, and but then when we were on the sing off, they had someone else do it.
Wait, you were on the sing off?
Yeah,
I loved the sing off. We got kicked
off season two. I called it the kickoff.
Why wouldn't they let you do the solo on the sing off?
Because I wasn't like the hot guy that the other guy that sang it.
And boring.
They were like, "What does he sing?" And they had like the two.
Oh, this was TV producers.
And they can sing their ass off. Like
I love the
soloists that did it. They were so friends.
That's not what this is about, though.
That's not. No, it was just.
But they're not on Mom's Set at the moment.
No, they're not.
Yeah, no, they're not.
And they never fucking will be.
They never fucking will be. They're banned. Whoever they are, they're banned.
Okay. So you were singing. You were the soloist, but not on TV. But you were normally
exactly the one that we did at ICCA finals that the producers saw us in. It was like me and this girl named Jen, and the quintessential a cappella thing was these electric guitars at the beginning.
Uh-huh.
And we said, "Jimmin' it now, now. Jimmin' it now, now.
Jimmin' it now, now."
And then I was I'll make those good girls go bad. Gay as hell. And I was like, hell yeah.
It's so devastating.
Were you butching it up too?
Oh, 100%.
Hell yeah.
And Jen is literally stunning.
Not enough for the TV producers to buy it.
Apparently, they were like, not that big homo.
They were like, something's
off.
Can I get those guitars one more time?
Yeah, we need those.
Jimmin' it now, now. Jimmin' it now, now. And then she was like, Cobra Starship. It was like, we were so...
Jimmin' it now, now.
Yes, exactly.
That was happening.
Jimmin' it now, now.
Not the analog Jimmin'
it now, now.
That's so good. Al, can you give me a Jimmin' it now, now?
Jimmin' it now, now.
Yeah.
Jimmin' it now, now.
Keep it going.
Jimmin' it now, now. Jimmin' it now, now. Jimmin' it now, now. Jimmin' it now, now.
I can't find another one. Jimmin' it now, now.
Well, I think part of the problem is that I wasn't even really singing pitches.
No, it's okay.
I like that you were going for more for the tone. I was going more of the guitar.
For the punch.
I do think it's going to be good if there's any chance we had it on camera. Watching me try to find
try
a
to
part
harmonize with nothing
that I couldn't find, hop in, hop back out. hop back in, then say, I can't find it.
I bet the listening experience was absolutely rock and roll, though.
Is it sweaty in here? Should I open this up? I'm feeling sweat. Are you feeling sweat?
I think maybe you're just nervous from not knowing harmony.
I'm just nervous. Okay.
I'm like so excited. Acapella gets this.
Yeah, acapella. I'm just kind of jimming it out now.
Well, you've got star-crossed lovers.
Okay,
you've got stolen valor.
Yeah.
And what was your... I don't want to move on from college acapella at... I think particularly in this era, I don't know what it is now, but in this era was a big deal.
Massive.
Like, it was... Because it was right around... that would have been like right before Pitch Perfect hit.
Exactly.
So it was huge, huge, huge.
Not to point out that we're in an age gap relationship right now, but I was watching...
Grant's literally locked out.
Oh, shit.
You guys keep talking. Enjoy the podcast, everyone.
I was watching The Sing-Off in high school.
Oh, fair.
Being like, I'm looking up to these characters.
It was a hoot and a half. It was very fun to be a part of, and like, I don't regret it at all. We were so young, and we didn't have like an adult supervisor.
I think I was
20, acapella. 21 tops.
21 tops on television, no less.
Yeah,
that show had like some of the seasons, at least there was like old guys in barbershop.
Totally.
And then also college, but they were scouting at the
ICCAs.
They were scouting at the
National Championship of Collegiate Acapella.
What college were you a part of?
I went to Berklee College of Music in Boston.
Heard of it.
And
very good at music.
We were in Boston at the same time then?
Yeah.
I went to Emerson.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
I was there 08 to 2011.
Okay, I started in 2010, 11. Oh. 11.
Wait, there fall of 2011?
Fall of 11.
I just missed you.
Fuck.
I left in August.
You could have high-fived in August.
I know. Yeah. We could have. You know what? They closed Fajitas and Ritas.
They did?
I heard that.
Wait, really?
That's where I had my 21st birthday.
Yeah.
And
they closed Fajitas and Ritas.
So sad.
For the listener, there's a shitty Mexican restaurant in Boston that every college student went to called Fajitas and Ritas, obviously.
Whoa.
And people were, when they were of age, going and having these big fat Ritas.
But also part of it was that they were a little loose on the carding, and it was like a huge place, so you could bring all the homies.
Maybe they got shut down from how loose they were being.
Yeah, loosen up my buttons, babe. Yeah. I just saw Pussycat Dolls at Pride.
You did?
I saw Pussycat Dolls at Pride.
Wait, this Pride?
Yes, they
here
reunited.
Here in Los Angeles?
Last weekend.
No way.
It
no
was great.
Way.
Really?
It was like, my senior year was like buttons and beep. Yeah. I don't give up. Keep looking at my.
Oh my God.
Be looking at my.
Remember that song.
So it was very nostalgic. And Ashley Simpson was before that singing.
Yeah, exactly. Ashley Simpson was before that singing.
Well,
let her sing or whatever.
She was making good noise from her mouth.
She was phonating.
Yes,
for
she
sure.
was phonating. And there were vibrations coming out of there.
And yes. It was like, I think the best part was everybody in the audience like just screaming along. Like on a Monday, I was like, this is great.
Yeah. That song hits, huh?
Oh, man, it still does.
Was there a single Gen Z?
Do you know that song, Grant? Or are you too young for that?
Okay. 8 Mile radius, or did they all flee for this performance?
I think there were some, but it was definitely surrounded by millennials.
No, I mean, it had to be.
And this is our space.
It was great. The whole weekend was really very millennial coded between Ashley Simpson and then Pussycat Dolls. And then it was great.
It's our time, huh?
That's what I say.
I think our time has passed you guys, actually.
It came and went.
No,
but we are the ones in charge. We are the bookers.
Yeah.
We are the bookers. We are the dreamers of dreams. Do you know what I mean? Now we are the bookers.
We are the dreamers.
So it's our people in the shows.
Tattoo on your finger. What? Is this indicating that you're a Libra?
I sure am.
Three Libras on a couch. One, two, three. Three Libras on a couch.
Three Libras on a couch. Jimin and them now. Three Libras on a couch. We're all born in the fall. Three Libras on a couch. Hey, wait, when are you born?
September 29th.
October 21.
October 7th. Where all the spaces a Libra could take up.
Totally. Do you feel Scorpio influence?
You know, I don't. I do feel paralyzingly balanced in the Libra problem of like, my wife and I are both Libras.
I love
and it's
that,
a though. Lot of like, whatever you want.
Yeah.
It's a lot of whatever you want until now we're late.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
I like, get that.
Or we haven't made a decision and now we aren't going to watch a TV show because we couldn't pick.
Fair. But I genuinely feel like the indecision thing that we're dubbed a lot is because I don't mind. I like a lot of shit.
And I see both sides.
Yes.
Yes. Yeah. It can be a problem if both of you are that way.
Yeah.
Because then eventually you do care because you want to do something.
Totally.
Right. Somebody want to do something.
Something.
But it's been 45 minutes of whatever you want.
I believe we're supposed to be with Arieses.
I one of my best friends, you know Vincent, the artist Vincent?
Oh, yes. Vincent. Yeah.
Is one of my best friends, and they are in Aries.
Oh, so y'all get along.
Oh, yeah. We always say that, like, I gave them like a chill pill and they gave me a backbone. It was great.
Oh, amazing.
Oh, yeah.
Because then, do you feel, I wonder if my buddy Tyler is that, because sometimes I like, if someone wants to be the driver in all ways.
Great.
Run the day.
Yeah.
Tell me what we're doing. Sure.
Exactly.
That's fine. But if you're going to make me, that's kind of nice.
I feel as I'm getting older though, I am like, nah, I don't want to do that. Like,
yeah.
And I'm just starting to be like,
you have a backbone on your own.
It's starting.
Without Vincent.
Wow. And those are like, I'm like not super deep in astrology. I feel like the same as much as I love astrology is as much as I love Disney. I love them both, but I'm not going to have like my wedding at Disneyland.
You know what I mean?
100%.
Respect.
What I love about astrology is whether or not it's real or true, to me, actually doesn't even matter. Because it forces a conversation about what you are and what you aren't.
Totally. Sure.
And when people are like, that's not real. I'm like, it doesn't matter. We're talking about whether we're decisive or not.
Yes.
And just, I like to keep it like a little grain of salt. Like, it's just like, you know, like I used to listen to this like really zen morning Spotify, like, good morning, Libra. Like, this is your, and it was
like, I want that.
They stopped making it.
What?
God.
Well, Allie, can you make one right now? Can you guys make one together? Let me give you a better sound, and then you guys can give me a good morning, Libra. Can you give me a good morning to the Libras?
Good morning, Libra. Today is going to be a just okay day, because not every day can be amazing. But remember, Libra, that you're possess the power to dream about the future and get a house with a yard in Sherman Oaks.
I feel like they would want some like oohs and ahs.
Yeah, please. Home.
So Libra, keep searching on Craigslist for a house with a yard in Sherman Oaks that's $3,500 a month or less.
Sherman Oaks.
It seems like a stretch. But Libra, you can do it.
With a washer and dryer inside.
In unit, please, Libra.
No one's putting their laundry in the trunk anymore, Libra. Not anymore.
And Libra, I know it feels important to you to have a bathtub in that house.
So important.
But not as important as the ability to sunbathe outside. So keep searching for that yard, Libra.
Keep searching.
Keep searching.
You will get it by August 15th.
Leo season.
You will find it in Leo season.
That was beautiful.
Oh, yeah. Grant's going to keep us on track and say we need to do a haiku.
I'm going
to
be honest.
Soon.
I'm going to be honest. That was...
For
about
you.
About me and for
yeah,
me.
That, yeah, no, we knew.
And now you'll listen to back
be
to
fair.
This.
And we knew, yeah. Although famously, Allie doesn't listen to this. She just comes in here, screams, shouts, yells, never watches it again.
Why would I listen to this?
I don't know what that is. I always watch a performance or something back, and I'm like, okay, let's analyze.
Oh, do you find that to be helpful or no?
Very.
Really?
Yeah, for me.
You're a professional. I'm just a girl.
I'm just a girl. Yeah. Wait. Okay. What are you? Now that was about you. This is going to be about me. What are you looking at? What are you looking for? Where's your eyes and yours going?
We bring
first?
Mario here under the guise that we're doing a podcast,
but really
just
Gabe
need
just
career
needs help.
Advice.
What am I going
to
give you
Gabe's
guys?
Just sick of listening to his own.
No.
What are you? What's the first thing you're taking in? Of yourself.
For instance, I'll go back and watch if someone posted stuff from Scary Pocket Shows.
Yep.
And I love, there's like some riffs that I love to hit. And then I was like, okay, where can I expand? Where can I change, you know, and just like make it so it's not the same show every night.
Oh, cool.
And Yeah, I think it's just a growth thing, and I'm like, okay, obviously I didn't take enough, like a big enough breath there to get a good phrase, like, and just,
so it's very technical. So you're listening to yourself and going, there's room in here for me to do more, but totally. Because I, oh wow, that's very cool. So yeah. It has nothing like, that's really interesting.
There's a time when I go back and I watch when I totally just F it up.
And
that's comical to me.
Yeah, okay.
Where there's the first, I'm like, I can't believe you fucking did that. And then I watch it back, I'm like, this is bad. This is really bad. And there
is
was...
Is that quickly funny to you when it's a biff? Or do you go through a phase of like, I can't even look at it?
Yeah, because by the time I watch it back, I walk off stage knowing that I fucked it up.
So
like there, I did this cover of Sweet Child of Mine with Scary Pockets. Uh-huh. And
we've seen the Sweet Child of Mine Scary Pockets. Okay.
Was it on Spotify?
It is.
Yeah, I listened to it.
It's everywhere.
Yeah.
It's everywhere.
Yeah. It actually randomly first popped off on Facebook.
Really?
Yeah. And it was like, I was like, but then I don't know what is virality on Facebook and how it works. But it did really well. And then I was watching back. I did this option up, which I was like feeling good. It was like a show in Amsterdam and we were all feeling great and it was great. Yeah. And
in Amsterdam feeling great.
Yeah, exactly. We were feeling no pain.
Totally.
And I thought I could do this and it's already so high.
Yeah.
And it's like, but on the second verse, a wave of the thunder and the rain. And I just like optioned up an octave.
Uh-huh. Grant was throwing you the reverb just in case you really went for it.
Try and do it and redeem yourself in this song.
How does the second verse? Sweet child of mine. Oh, yep. This is a 10 a.m.
Warm-up.
You got it.
Yeah.
You got it.
Nothing
she
like.
She got high into the bluest skies as if she thought of the rain. A wave of the thunder and the rain. Finally, bends by. I wait for the thunder and the rain.
Oh, way up there.
Wait,
what am I
but
doing?
You just Gorge. Did it just now at 10 a.m. Oof,
yeah, but did you see the face?
That's crazy.
And
But we want face, though.
Yeah, well, you'll get face with me. It's a lot of head, a lot of face.
We wanted face.
Yeah. It was, and I did that show. I did wait for the thunder and the rain.
Yes.
And so
you yelled it a little.
Oh, absolutely. Did I yell? And that's, you know, every singer's insecurity, like some people way over riff. Mine is, well, let's get louder.
Yeah.
And I'm just like, ah.
So then you just.
Yeah.
And barrel totally, down.
Yeah. It was a mess.
The thing about, I think. This is what I'm coming to, and maybe I need to have less of this and actually should be more strict on myself, but I've come to, like, at that Scary Pockets show, everyone there already knows you're good and knows you can do it, and they're already a fan, that it's much more about, like, I'm trying to, in my own world, this is why I asked you this question about your analyzing yourself. In my own world, I think I, like, suck the joy out of the room and out of my own, like... experience.
For totally sure you do that.
Jesus.
For totally sure.
And I think I do it when, like, the goal is not perfection, but I think my brain becomes like obsessed with accuracy.
Sure.
The goal is not perfection, it's connection.
Connection. No, truly. But actually though, actually this is what I'm starting to arrive to in the last like year or two is like it's so much I have less, how am I trying to say it? I'm a lot less hard on myself because I know that the aim isn't for me to present you what I practiced perfectly and accurately. It's for me to have prepared for sure.
Yeah.
But then be present in the room
yeah.
and to be doing the thing, which is like so woo woo nerdy,
no,
but- like artist thing, but it's taking me so long to get to it. I think because like, people, I care a lot.
Yeah.
And when you care a lot, it's harder to get rid of like this thing in that one measure or like I pushed that note once, but like people had an awesome time. That's what matters.
It's important also to remember that we're all going to die.
Let's move on to some of our segments here.
Exactly.
Okay. We should do a haiku first.
Yeah.
And then I want to do... Do I have it on my phone as well? It's a shared note.
No, I only have it.
Okay, well then, can you text it to me while we do haiku? So you've listened before, so you know this. We're going to do some speed haikus, which involve just not thinking, overthinking it. But I'm going to do maybe my topic about anything that we've talked about so far. I think it's going to be, mine's going to be college a cappella.
Mine will be about Libras.
Gem, 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 gem. Come to see my show. It's in the rec room tonight.
It's fantastic.
Three Libras on a couch. Which one is the most cute? I think it's Mario.
Too many syllables!
Mar, mar.
Allie is so loose with the syllables.
Allie is loose with the syllables like fajitas and Ritas with the IDs.
I think mine will be about Boston and fajitas and Ritas.
Yes, great. Please.
I'm sad about the closing of fajitas and Ritas. Real, real sad.
Yeah. That I think we'll have to send to alumni of all Boston colleges.
Truly.
Yeah.
You went there too.
I went to Emerson for one single calendar year.
Got it.
And then I and my parents said, this is an expensive school. Never you mind that Gabe graduated from Emerson, but we don't talk about that.
I was going
to
say. And then as the younger sibling, you got the shit under the stick.
And then I was like, oh man, no money left. So then
I spent it all with my voice and ambition.
I also had voice and ambition, but now I work in tech. It's okay. I do make more money than Gabe.
Yeah, that's true.
T.
That's true.
So what can you do?
Yeah.
I guess it's, and this is all about balance.
And this is all about balance.
And we've achieved it.
And we've achieved it. I suck the joy out of the room. Don't make enough money. Okay. We have, wait, what was I about to say? Okay.
We had the rapid fire questions.
Went away, but I have rapid fire questions.
We actually have only ever done this one other time with Vic Michaelis.
And I love this.
I'm honored.
Vic's funny as hell.
Yeah, Vic is the funniest person.
Vic's the funniest person we know, no offense to anyone in the room. Or anyone that's been on the
podcast. This is why when people are like, hey, Gabe, do you improvise? I'm like, no. Like, in the way that if you're friends with Michael Jordan and someone's like, are you a basketball player? You're like, no, no.
Totally.
I have the shoes.
Yeah, exactly.
And the shorts, but I dabble.
That's when friends of mine that are in the fitness world, they're like, you should come do a workout with me. I said, fuck that.
Yeah, you're like no.
I used to be
dating.
That's
your world that you're in.
Yes. I used to be dating this guy in college who was like extremely muscular. Hot. Like, yeah, hot guy. Tall guy. Really muscly guy, whatever. He used to be like, come to the gym with me. Mm. And every time I would go to the gym with him, I was like so aware that I looked like he was my trainer.
Yeah.
And no one thought we were boyfriends.
Yeah.
No one thought we were boyfriends. They thought I was paying him. For sure they thought that.
Yeah.
And so
but that could be some fun like role play.
Yeah.
Honestly, wow. You know this. Well, maybe in couples I've been in the past, it's hard to work out with a partner and not get mad at each other.
I can imagine.
Oh, interesting.
Do you know what I mean?
I haven't been in a serious relationship, but I can imagine that being a thing.
It's kind of like we're running and it's like, well, why are you running so fast?
Mm.
What the hell?
One of us is breathing heavier than the
from?
Other.
Yeah. What are you running from?
Who are you running from?
What are you running? Why won't you let me win?
All right.
You
know?
Also, before we start, I'm so excited because I am an only child. And I don't know if that's one of your questions.
Whoa.
Oh, shit. Is that one of the questions?
No, it's not.
Oh, okay, no, but you're not one of my brothers.
No, these questions are dumb and don't matter. And that's a real question and we can spend time on it.
I love this so much. Like, I think I like always longed for the sibling relationship. Yeah. And especially after watching the podcast, it's like, I love it so much.
It's fun. We're trying to figure out if this is the best seating arrangement because the guest does have to do like,
I don't care.
A lot of this. Everyone's got stiff necks when they leave this podcast.
Workout.
Yeah,
exactly. I'm starting to do. I don't know the name for it, and this could fucking get me canceled. But like the Asian body movements in the morning,
like Tai Chi.
You're shaking your body.
You're shaking
out.
It out like the where you're draining out the
lymphatic.
The lymph. Yeah,
yes.
Is it?
Yeah,
I'm loving it.
Incredible?
So this feels. No problem.
Yeah. Okay. Incredible.
You're limber.
Because you've been doing the Asian body movements.
And I'm half Filipino, so I get half a pass.
I'm not, and I shouldn't have said it. Okay, Mario.
You're safe.
Honeycrisp or Pink Lady?
These are apples. I thought it was a cereal at first, but then when you said Pink Lady,
it can be
Honeycrisp.
Great, Allie.
Who are you swirlying, dead or alive?
Who was I swirlying?
Who are you going to give a swirly to?
I don't even know what a swirly is.
It's like in old movies where the school bully dunks the guy's head in the toilet and flushes it. Who are you going to do that to, dead or alive?
This morning, Elon Musk.
Yeah, great. Fucking swirly his ass.
Do you think his hair plugs would fly out? His bad hair plugs would fly out in the toilet? How do you pick a good watermelon?
This is great. I'm allergic to melon. Isn't that sad?
Wait. And how? Water, it's just water.
I know, it's practically. But every time I eat it, if I eat enough of it, my whole mouth and throat itches.
Is that true? Are you allergic to other fruits?
Melon primarily.
Whoa. Yeah.
Gabe, you're so bad at rapid fire because you keep asking follow-up questions.
And I'm going into the...
But we're having friendship.
We're having a lovely time.
Name my bearded dragon.
Frank.
Great job. Which is your strongest finger?
My thumb and middle, because I have a really loud snap.
On your right hand?
Both.
That's that Both. Acapella snap.
That's that acapella snap.
During a voice lesson, and I did vocal jazz, and I was like, one, two, and she goes, I'm sorry, please snap quieter. And I was like, sorry.
Can you even adjust the volume? I guess you could.
If I met someone with a strong snap in a vocal jazz environment, I would say, thank God for you. Thank God he's here.
My dog Boba, he knows if I'm like, he's like,
he's like, oh, that would be a scary. You'd be scary.
I want to say I learned way too late that the noise that comes from a snap is from the finger hitting the palm.
I thought it was just the friction.
No, it's from your finger hitting your palm.
I was today years old.
Today years old. There you go.
Wow.
The more you
know. Isn't
that
crazy?
The more you know.
I've learned that way too late.
No wonder that.
Okay, wait. I have my hold on. He was talking about something, taking voice lessons. My college voice teacher, Gary Durham, shout out.
Hey, Gary.
His college teacher did it to him seriously, but he would do it to me as a joke. A song would finish and he'd go, did you think that sounded good?
Oh.
He did it as a joke. It was all love. And he and I would giggle. But his college voice teacher would let someone get through a whole song and then say, now, did you think that sounded good?
That's awesome.
Isn't that incredible? What a great way to build up a student's self-esteem.
That's honestly awesome.
And get them where they're going.
Well, they could say yes if they thought it sounded good.
Yeah.
I shouldn't be a voice teacher. Best hiding place.
Ooh. Mine is my car.
I was just gonna say car.
Yeah.
Oh, it's that's
like
good.
If I wait, I don't want to go quite inside yet. Uh-huh. And it's just, I am one of those people that'll open my phone in the driveway, AC still going.
Uh-huh.
And I'm like, oh, it's been 45 minutes. Maybe I should go inside.
There you go.
Yeah.
I kind of like that.
Yeah.
You're controlling when you're really ready to be where it is.
Yeah. Mm. Oh, and wait, I know. So this is kind of like on to the Libra thing as well.
Please.
If I'm having trouble deciding where to go for food. And so now I'm doing this thing where I get in the car and drive to the end of my street, and whichever way the world tells me to turn, then I'm like, okay, well, if I go this way, it's going to be this. And if I go this way, it's going to be that. And I just start to drive, and it's been helpful.
Because otherwise you wait at home too long?
It's just like, I don't know what I want to eat.
Who do you think is leading you in those moments?
I don't know.
Where there was one set of footprints in the sand.
He carried me.
He carried you.
This is religion.
Okay, got it.
She's doing, but not really religion like Bible religion. She's doing religion like live, laugh, love, sort
like
of 90s mom religion. 2003
yeah. Western Christianity. There's this like famous poem about like you're walking in the sand and you're walking next to Jesus. And then there's this moment where there's only one set of footprints in the sand, and that was where he carried you. Oh,
to help you get through something you couldn't walk through yourself.
Yeah. I like that.
Yeah, it's nice.
And that's sort of you on the way to Panda Express or whatever. One set of footprints in the sand.
And it's been. Right by me, there's a Panda, there's a Chipotle, there's a Starbucks.
See, this is the damn valley,
baby. I'm telling you, if we're neighbors, they built a brand new building next to me.
Really?
Yeah.
I'm trying to have a yard.
Oh, that's right. Well, come over into my yard.
That's a cheaper
way to have a yard. Somebody else's.
Yeah. Interesting.
Whatever you want to do.
All right, I'm skipping down towards.
Okay, sorry.
I'm skipping down towards Backstreet Boys or NSYNC.
NSYNC. Wait. I love both, but I saw NSYNC twice in concert.
Oh, period.
Yeah, it was amazing.
Were you popular in high school?
I used to say no, but looking back, I think so. I was involved.
I have to imagine you were popular in high school.
I did win Homecoming King.
Okay, so well, yes, then. Unbelievable.
So you were popular. That is like, that is actually the crown for who's most popular.
Oh my God.
That was the most ridiculous fucking answer I've ever.
I just don't equate that, I guess.
Yeah, of course.
What else could that possibly be? I mean, I think it was just like, I don't know. I was the closeted. Or
was it like the felt bad for you homecoming king? You
well, know that's what I mean. I don't know.
I'm just kidding.
It might have been. Like, that's
no idea. New idea put in Mario's head. Everyone felt bad for you. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, and it was just like the girl that won with me was like, she's so gorgeous. And then like me, I was in my drum major outfit. Like I was, guys.
Wait, I love that though.
Marching band, choir, leadership, improv team. Like I was always at school. But
perhaps
not...
you were also gorgeous though.
But aww, that's the perfect.
So you know Mario's a model.
That's the perfect.
Repped amen. Even.
Repped.
Hallelujah.
That's the perfect high schooler, though.
It was fun.
To do all that kind of stuff. That's like, I understand what you're saying. I was involved. Nobody was mad at me. I didn't win Homecoming King. Jeez. But
I'm showing you guys. My mom's Instagram has me on Mama Jose.
Wait, shout out
Mom and
this
Dad.
This is what we should do when we have guests is make them pull up their mom's Instagram.
Yeah, I love that.
That was me in March.
We'll post this on our page so you guys can see.
Can you believe
Wait,
that?
You could not have been cuter. That little hat.
Also, what is my creeper mustache that I had?
Oh my God.
It was like,
it's okay to be having a mustache.
I know, but it was like, what are you doing? I looked older then than I do now.
That's crazy.
But the hat is so adorable. I can't even.
They had to, here's some secret of the trade. They had to gut the whole like top of it. Like normally there's kind of like this little like leather cap thing and they had to take it all out because my head's so big.
Hell yeah.
And it's just like, it was like a Margie. I was like, it was
wait,
so
new
tight.
Segment headache. New segment. Does Mario have a bigger head than Grant, or does Grant have a bigger head than Mario?
Oh, for sure I have a bigger head.
You Grant's almost that. An eight.
I got a noggin. You want you can try this hat on and see if it
this
works.
This is perfect.
This is perfect. Brand new segment on the podcast.
You ready?
Have we finally had a guest with a bigger head than Grant?
Yeah, because
both metaphorically and literally.
This is going to look like a yarmulke with a bill on.
I don't know. Grant has a big head. It fits.
Finally.
It's okay, closer. But it's pretty close, though.
Large head.
Grant.
I'm feeling. Honestly, though, can I say I'm
okay,
sitting
but the
next
fact
to you.
It looks good.
I'm it's sitting good next to you.
I kind of like it.
For the listener, it kind of is fitting his head. I think the reason it doesn't fit is because you have a thick head of hair.
Yeah. Beautiful, luscious locks.
I think it's closer than we all expected.
Yeah, agree.
Congratulations on your thick head of hair for real, though, because that's really the win.
My parents are both like, my mom has that like platinum white hair and my dad's salt and pepper.
Cool.
It's like, it looks so great on them.
Yeah.
So I started going gray at 19 and it's like.
But it looks good on you.
Thank
you. You carry it well.
Right after you won Homecoming King.
Yes. Very kingly.
Exactly. You start going gray.
Oh my gosh.
I was just like, I've peaked. J'adore. So all downhill from there.
All right. I think we should, Al, do you want to ask that last question or should we go to our next thing?
I'll take a question.
Okay, great.
Who's your hero?
I
dead or alive? What if it's Elon Musk?
Can you imagine? I want to give him a swirly because I was
swirly
like,
and I really look up to him.
I was hoping you would be a good person.
Dude, we all loved him like 10 years ago. Remember that?
Of course.
Well, because he said he was going to give us a fucking Hyperloop.
Yeah, exactly.
Yes,
I thought about the LA to my parents are in the Bay Area. I'm from the Bay Area. And thinking about that hyper train or whatever it was.
Wasn't it going to make it like an hour and a half or something?
The Hyperloop, they said you could go have pizza for lunch in New York City and then come back to Los Angeles. And I said, I can't wait to live in the future.
Yeah, exactly.
And now all that's happened is Starlink and some weird shit happening in the sky and Elon Musk on SNL. And now he's a trillionaire. And I still don't have a Hyperloop.
Yeah.
We went and let him on SNL, didn't we?
You know, I think we missed, like we've been doing those like mail shoots with the when you're like it's like we should just be in those with a lot of air.
Yes,
you know what I mean.
Oh, I thought you were gonna say we should have those to send the billionaires away.
Oh no,
we put the billionaires in a little thing and
shoot them into space.
They want to go so bad.
They want to go so.
They want to go so bad. Go, go.
We'll load you into it.
You
want to
be up there? Go.
Get out of here.
That's a great noise. That's an acapella noise.
Yeah. That's like very Bobby McFerrin.
Wait, did you ever watch the? And then we have to stay focused. I'm sorry,
Elon
Grant.
Musk
producer Grant is keeping us focused.
Through the sky.
Elon Musk is flying
fire as he floats to space.
Wait, do you guys, speaking of Elon Musk and a cappella, do you guys remember our very first episode title?
Oh, Elon Musk is Alphaba.
Yeah.
Okay, we're moving on to another new segment. I promise, Grant, we're moving forward into a segment. He's doing good. But
Sorry, my mom and dad are my heroes.
Oh, yes. You didn't answer.
I'll say that. I love them.
And they have salt and pepper hair and also like a sort of a stark white hair.
That's true.
And for do you see them regularly?
Yeah.
That's definitely great.
I don't have the sibling relationship, obviously, but my parents and I are very tight.
Yeah.
Where are they in the world?
They are in Concord, California, which is about half an hour east of San Francisco.
Okay, great.
Yeah.
And,
I was also thinking about moving to San Francisco.
It's cool.
It's expensive, though.
It's very expensive.
Do your parents have a yard I could hang out in?
They would love that.
Hey, Mario, can I call time out real quick?
Yeah.
Al, can I speak to you for a second?
Yeah.
This whole episode has sort of been about you moving and trying to find like a new place to live. And,
I'm coming
like,
as I am.
We asked Mario to drive all the way over here.
I'm coming as I am to this
have
space.
Have a lot of fun, but like all you've done is talk
about. I related it to his parents and
like,
his own yard.
Three bed, two bath. Whatever. And like that sort of a thing. Anyway.
Untime out.
Okay. Hey, great. So now we're going to move on to a next segment. Each and every week, you send us a problem that you're having and ask us to solve it through the power of music or, I biffed it for you, Al.
Try it again.
Here we go. Each and every week, you send us a problem and ask us to solve it through the power of music or at the very...
You've messed up again.
What do I say?
He says, you ask us to solve it through the power of beautiful music or at the very least, music.
Okay, great. This one comes in from our friend... I forget if it's Talia or Talia, and we'll find out right now. It's Talia? Okay, it's Talia.
Hey, Gibbs Sibs. My name is Talia. Love the pod. When I showed my boyfriend the podcast, he said, this is literally just you as a podcast. So aww. I love that. My problem is that I need help nicknaming two of my pets.
Period.
I have two cats, Tilly and Zest, and then I have one dog named Rue. And Tilly has some good nicknames. She's either Tilbirdie Booty Baby, or lately she's been Teensy Tiny.
Yeah.
Sorry, there's like a really loud bird outside. Teensy Tiny because she's a fat cat. But Zest is always just like man or little man. And Rue is just girl with an O, not girl with an I, but girl with an O. Although lately I've been able to go Rue,
yes!
which has been nice, but I don't think that's a really great nickname. I'd love some help nicknaming Rue and Zest so that they can have as good of a nickname as Tilly does. Thanks. Love ya.
Wait.
This is a great assignment.
Roo is a good nickname.
Like, and singing that part.
Okay.
So
Roo
and Zest.
Let's see if we can be helpful.
My loud ass snap.
Thank God.
Okay. Wait, what's the girl's name from Hunger Games? It's just Rue.
Rue.
Okay.
But also Zendaya's character from Euphoria is Rue.
Oh, she could be Zendaya. And people would have to do a little bit of math there, but that'd be cool if Rue was Zendaya. Oh, yeah.
Minus the drugs,
that's right. Not actual Zendaya. Zendaya, we know you're clean as hell, but we're talking about your character in Euphoria. Zendaya's a listener.
You know, Tom Holland was just on a podcast saying that Zendaya doesn't even drink.
Really?
Yeah, that's why he made it kind of, or maybe she doesn't drink beer or something. Anyway, we're getting off topic.
Yeah.
Rue and Zest, how do we help you? I say Zest. Zest is kind of leading me down more of like a citrusy path, so you could say more like a zesty lemon or like a zest fest. Zest is the best. Zest the rest.
Yeah, now I'm just imagining a lemon getting shaved over a garlic aioli.
Aioli. I'm liking a lot of our suggestions are sort of like A to B, and people are going to have to do the A to remember from the B what the A is.
Zest.
This is proving to be quite a hard one because normally they're just asking for advice, but this one's asking for some specifics. We have to give answers.
The first thing that I thought when I heard Rue was RuPaul. And so I thought all of the world of drag, and then we could say, ladies and gentlemen, please welcome to the stage, Ru.
Oh, I like that. Ru incest. Ru incest.
So the whole nickname is, ladies and gentlemen, please welcome to the stage, Ru?
Yes, Ru incest. Ru
RuPaul.
Ru incest. I like that a lot.
Well, we could give them drag names, like Zest could be like Zest for Last.
Yeah, Zest for Last. I like that.
Zesty White, like Betty White now.
Yeah, I like it.
Wait, Zesty White?
Grant's pulling, up the, Grant's pulling up the microphone to either give us a suggestion or tell us to stop.
Woo, 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 woo.
I do think roo, 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 roo. That was what beautiful. If, we didn't help that person.
Bruno.
Zest?
What'd you say?
Bruno. Yeah. Like Bruno Mars for the
Bruno Mars.
Bruno Mars.
Bruno Mars.
That's so good. And then all of the puns on like, we don't talk about Bruno.
We don't talk about Bruno.
We did it.
Bruno. Yeah.
We did
Wait,
it.
Wait, and Mario was in Encanto.
Yes.
Oh, I've been meaning to tell you you're famous to my daughter. My one-year-old daughter, because we've been watching. We've met Carmen.
Hi, Carmen.
We've been watching the.
I will say I am
the
also
Hollywood Bowl one.
Oh my gosh!
And there was a little shot of you, right?
Yeah,
I saw at least a couple.
In the I was supposedly Mariano, who's the one.
That's right.
Yeah, and but they had already choreographed it with a dancer going up to. And so I was just the voice of Mariano, and they like panned to the dancer.
You were the Drew Seeley of the Zac Efron dancer.
100%.
Did you know that ahead of time?
Yeah, I
did. Okay, great. Because that would be tough if you like were standing on stage with your binder, you're like ready.
I did like have to perform it out because like it was like us and the cast, like the family is like right to our left.
Yeah.
And so I had to like perform as if I was him.
Yeah.
But the camera was all on the others.
Yeah.
But that's okay. Yeah, I found out. The Tuesday of that week, I was going to do it that Friday and Saturday. They were like, "Hi, we need two more voices. Can you do this?" And I was like, "Yeah, I'm so in."
That's and it was fast.
Oh yeah.
So but there was a lot of was there a lot of sight reading going on or?
Well, a lot of it was the stuff that we recorded for the movie. So I was one of the. 12...
But was that fresh in your head?
He's in the movie, Gabe.
I know he's in the movie, but that how long ago was the movie before
a year,
that?
A year.
Okay, so it was like vaguely in there.
Yeah.
Is that your most successful movie?
100%. It has been the gift that keeps on giving, and it's like just such a cool. And I'm such a Disney kid that like I walked out of the session and I like FaceTime my mom and was like, "It was a Disney movie."
Because
they don't tell you what it is before you go in.
Yeah,
you said and, for a Disney movie.
Oh, it's like so one of the coolest things. And
that's cool.
When we were doing it, like everything was sight read.
Yeah,
and the lead vocals weren't even in yet, and it was very like that part in Mrs. Doubtfire, where you see Robin Williams and you see the cartoon behind.
Uh-huh.
And so we weren't really knowing what we were singing about.
Uh-huh.
But like, we don't talk about Bruno. We're just like, oh no. Oh no. And we're just like, we don't know what we're singing about.
But something bad.
Yeah, exactly.
Something bad.
And then we find out that, you know, it's we don't talk about Bruno. And little did we know that it was going to blow up like it did.
Yeah, yeah.
Like,
that was the song, huh?
It was so. And when there was like a group chat with all the singers and we were sending to their articles and they're like, when we passed the sales of Let It Go, I was like,
this is.
This
he
is
said,
something.
That's crazy.
He said, I'm famous.
And that's like.
Papa's famous.
They were like, oh, were you animated man 3? Like, it's just like, you know, I think. Like,
were you?
Yeah.
Do you know which is your guy?
No. And that's why.
You should just claim one.
Claim a guy.
I'm going to go. And
claim
I'm
a guy.
You might have seen me in this clip of Dos Oruguitas. When we were telling the story of mi abuela.
Like, that's so good. That's so good.
You should pick a guy in every scene and be like, that's me.
Yeah,
that's very good.
I just can't imagine.
For me, the opening, the Family Madrigal song is the one for me.
It's so fun.
I like that one a lot.
That was fun to sing.
You were in that song too?
That one's,
you were.
Having watched it a lot recently, I'm like, that one's good. Also, that one's long. It's like involved. A 25-minute song.
Is it not written by my close and personal friend, Lin-Manuel Miranda?
It is.
It totally is.
We didn't get to meet him until the Hollywood Bowl.
Yeah, that guy. Exactly.
Oh, yeah, because he's a big part of the... I've only seen the thing on Disney Plus with my daughter a bunch, and it's a lot of him meeting the kids who are singing and doing the whole thing. Yeah. And, I mean, he's a president, basically.
Totally, especially in the musical theater world.
Yeah.
Wouldn't it be cool if he was the president?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think so.
It'd be better at least a little.
More than a little, I think.
Yeah.
If there wasn't someone just sort of actively doing damage.
I'd imagine when he walks in a room, it probably feels similar to... I've been in a room that Lauren Michaels walked into and everybody like stands up and is excited and no one's talking anymore and they're all kind of like eyes
to the
side.
That's like when LeBron James walks in the room.
Oh, yeah. Sure. There's certain levels of people where like, no, whatever was happening before is not happening anymore.
Oh, I was on season 12 of American Idol, got kicked off during Hollywood Week. Yeah. And the judges were sad, but very fun. Randy Jackson, Keith Urban, Nicki Minaj, and Mariah Carey.
Mariah Carey was a judge at one point?
They famously hated each other during that season.
Really?
It was so great.
Who the hell sat those two next to each other?
I don't know.
I could have predicted
that. No, but somebody brilliant.
Well.
That's good TV. Yeah.
And so, it turned into like a real problem.
Oh,
like
really?
Not a TV problem.
Oh, bummer.
Yeah. And it was just like, but obviously now look what came of that. Like we obviously really don't mess with Nicki anymore.
No, we don't.
And nobody's
really messing with Nicki.
Yeah, and Mariah's...
We don't talk about Nicki.
No. Mariah is like, it was so funny because even when we were like in Hollywood Week and everyone was walking out on stage, Mariah must have had in her contract, the spotlight came on and like followed her out where the other ones like walked out in like semi-lit stage.
Mariah
was like, there was never a moment where she was not
the star,
flawless.
Star. Yeah.
To write a spotlight into your contract is really inspired. I have a contract with my work.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Here we think we're being too much with a writer.
I wasn't
right. Come on.
I wasn't dreaming big enough.
Yeah.
I should have asked for a spotlight.
I know.
Damn.
Allie. I really enjoy
please don't
that
do
you're
this.
Co-hosting
don't do
the
this.
Show and
please don't do this.
I think
I'm dying for you to not do this.
I'm proud of who you are and I'm just so happy to be your brother.
It's the ranking of my brothers. We do it every week. Of my brothers, I'm gonna tell you which one's best.
Which one's
of my
best?
Three. Number, obviously, we'll do pageant style. Number two brother this week is Grant.
Yay! Dude, spoiler alert, I know where this ranking's going. I don't think I'm going to beat Mario. And I have been losing so much lately.
Today, off camera, I told Grant I hated my whole life. And he handed me a sandwich and said, this too shall pass. So...
A fantastic song.
But she didn't eat my fucking sandwich that I gave her.
Oh, hey.
Sitting there.
You want to change the ranking?
No, that
kind of
came from the heart.
You kind of swore at you.
Well, I just didn't get around to it yet.
Okay.
My number one brother this week is Mario! That's right. Just hours ago, Mario was an only child. And now, he's ranked number one brother, my favorite person in this room. Number one
crazy.
Brother for so many reasons. One, your beautiful voice.
Oh.
Two, your salt and pepper hair. Three, you said I could hang out in your yard.
Anytime. Any day that ends in Y.
Four, just a good vibe and a good hang.
Thank you.
Mario enters the space and it's like a brightness.
Yeah,
it really
like
is.
A brightness.
Yeah. An easy and a light and a bright and a easy breezy beautiful cover girl. Yeah.
Thank you.
Mario, thank you so much for being here and thank you especially for finally having a bigger head than I do. I appreciate that. And the final thing we will do today is vote on the episode title for today.
Yes.
Ooh, so I don't know if you're familiar with this.
I have.
I'll give you three episode titles and then you all say, what is it? Welcome back to this week's episode.
And then we all say whatever the episode title is.
Yeah.
Got it.
Yes.
So the three options for today are For Totally Sure.
Okay.
Suck the Joy.
Oh.
Or Bruno Mars.
Okay.
Everyone decide in your head. Give me one more time, Grant.
For Totally Sure, Suck the Joy, Bruno Mars.
Okay. And we say, welcome back to this week's episode.
And then we say, and then we say the thing. Ready?
Okay. Yep.
Welcome back to this week's episode
for
Bruno Mars.
Sure.
Oh. I wasn't. I fucked that up.
We all said different things.
I went Bruno.
No, you guys both said Bruno. I said for totally
so
sure.
So it's Bruno Mars. Here we go.
It was almost Suck the Joy.
Okay.
But I feel like there's a lot of joy.
Yeah, but but you're right. That Suck the Joy is a good title.
Yeah.
Wow.
Suck the Joy, Bruno Mars.
Suck the Joy, Bruno Mars.
Grant, have you written anything in your journal this week?
I didn't know if we had time for it.
Yeah,
but
we do. We can.
I would love
this morning. This morning,
Sterling Silver.
We got it one more time, real quick. Okay, that's all, Grant. Go ahead.
This morning, Gabe and I stopped at McDonald's to get McDonald's breakfast sandwiches prior to this episode.
I love McDonald's breakfast.
They're the best.
It's the best.
Always an extra hash brown. Sorry.
And I ordered. No, it's okay. And I ordered a sausage McMuffin with egg. And Gabe said, make sure that comes with cheese. It comes with cheese, right? I'm like, Gabe, don't fucking question my McDonald's breakfast knowledge. I know it fucking comes with cheese.
I one time ordered.
Are you kidding me?
I ordered an Egg McMuffin, and you have to order an Egg McMuffin with cheese. So sometimes it like.
But the sausage one comes with cheese.
Okay, great.
But they have one randomly of a sausage and an English muffin with no egg and no cheese. And I'm like, what the fuck is that?
What is that?
But that's just sausage McMuffin. One. Sausage and Egg McMuffin defaults
Real
with cheese.
Quick.
Okay,
oh
great.
Real quick, the point of this segment is for Grant to read from his journal, and he just looked straight at us and did a monologue about sausage and cheese. What did you actually write in your journal?
That is what I wrote in my journal. And then the second thing I wrote in my journal was, we were talking about high school earlier, and I'm sure we've been over this. I think we've been over this with college, but what year? Give me a 4-year time frame when you think it was the most awesome time to be in high school. Was it 1990 to 1994? Was it 2004 to 2008? When do you think was the most awesome time to be in high school?
Dude, it had to be the 90s. It had to be whenever was before everyone got phones.
And maybe
it
give me a location, to too.
Phones,
maybe
yes.
Give me a location as well.
Oh.
Ooh.
High school out in the country before phones.
Yeah, Midwest pre-phones.
Or like Santa Barbara, 86 to 90.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
This game is hyper-specific, and I really
like it. I would love to, I mean, I'm sure this is miserable for a lot of people, but like to be in high school in Texas, if your football team was really good and no one had phones, and you're all going to the football game together. Yeah.
Kissing under the bleachers.
I think phone is fine, but like pre-smartphone.
Yeah, smartphone.
Probably when you were in high school.
I was going to say, I know this sounds so lame, but like I liked high school, hated middle school, but I loved high school because we had those like Nokia brick phones.
Yes, yes.
And where you're playing Snake and like making your own ringtones and stuff like that. And so when your phone went off in class, it was like, it was big
earth shattering.
You could like T9 text your crush.
Oh, yeah. You're feel like,
Yeah.
M.
and then you get home and you'd be on AIM.
Totally.
Yeah.
Oh, that's I had a MySpace that got hacked, and then someone like scratched my face out. So that was a little
bullying of an early case of cyberbullying.
Yeah, 100%.
Well, but he was the king, so you got to bring him down a little bit.
Yeah.
You can't have him just be riding
he
high.
Been
oh, they took my little MacBook I got for college, and I posted right before like the end of senior year, and I had like when we were all making that MacBook photo book.
Yes.
Pictures.
Yes. With all the filters they had.
Yeah, of course. Where it looks like a colored pencil, but it's you just with
and
a where scratch.
And the girls were doing this.
I haven't stopped.
Do you remember that?
Yeah.
Were you in the Bay in high school?
I was.
So Mario may have actually had the perfect high school experience.
In the Bay.
In the Bay. 2000s.
Yeah.
No smartphones.
No smartphones. That's it.
It was
That's
awesome. It was like, we like dances. Like I was also the rally and assembly commissioner, like the spirit commissioner.
Did you just push imaginary glasses?
100%. Yeah, I was just like,
hell yeah.
But it was fun because it was like with my buddy Gary, and he was like the face of sports. He went on, played football at Cal.
Oh, whoa.
And so like we co-hosted all the assemblies.
Fun. Wait, you guys are kind of a power couple because he played football at Cal and you did music at Berkeley.
Yeah, it was so
like,
fun.
Like that's serious.
And we just were like, what's up? And it was, that was, I liked high school.
Yeah.
I know it's so lame.
Last we just school. Were like, what's up?
Yeah. That's really, really
last high school question, and then we have to sign off and thank our listeners. Otherwise, I think we could talk for 3 hours.
I was going to say, I don't think we ever like.
No, I know. I think we could talk for 3 hours. Did did people in your high school in your area understand how big of a deal Berklee College of Music was?
Not at all.
No one cared.
Not at all. And I think because all of our association with Berklee was Cal. Because we're right over the hill from Cal.
So did you have to explain all the time?
Every time. Oh, I didn't know Cal had a music program. And I was like, no, it's Berklee.
Yeah, Berklee
in Boston.
For the listener, it's a very big deal. It's like the Harvard of music school.
It's the Juilliard of jazz heads.
Yeah. Okay, wait. Okay, now that you said this, this is a funny backstory lore of the sing-off. We were, like, again, no parent or adult supervision, and like they were doing our package, and we looked like pretentious assholes.
Oh,
on the
really?
Show.
Well, oh,
we
they
probably
do
were
dirty?
Pretentious assholes.
Probably.
At the time. Yeah.
But so we were trying to describe. So, you know, like in the reality show, they're like, describe what Berklee College of Music is to someone who might not know it. And I said, Berklee is like the contemporary equivalent of Juilliard.
I don't think
that's a fair statement.
I thought it was a fair statement. Yeah. I thought it was a good school. And they were like, no one's going to get that. I said, all the fucking nerds that are watching the sing-off.
The sing-off.
Watching the sing-off is going to get it.
And so I'm not kidding. It was like, they had me say 10 different things. And I was just like, it is the number one pop music conservatory in America, I would say, until USC came along. And then,
oh, is it really now?
I feel like USC is, you're here in LA, you know what I mean? Yeah. Like, it's like you can get the same amount of education and you're in
but
LA.
But also be in LA.
Yeah.
That's interesting.
And so finally the thing that I got to, I was like, we're like the Ivy League of art schools, and that's what they used, and everyone shit on us. They were like, cocky Berklee people. And I was like, I mean, it's a good school.
It doesn't really matter.
The problem is, it is the Ivy League.
That's why they're mad. Stay mad.
Stay mad.
I still love it. Shout out to Berklee. I loved Berklee too.
Friends, thank you for listening to this podcast. It's actually crazy that anyone listens to this podcast. There's so many people who really listen to this podcast, and it's really fun that they do. It's also such a joy for us to have an excuse to have friends on. People who I've seen, I run into you at every show in the world.
Yeah, and I'm buddies with Steven.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I run into you in every show in the world. You're friends with my manager, but also like, ooh, this is such the perfect excuse to be like, okay.
This is the beginning of a beautiful friendship.
I agree.
Yeah. Shout out to Rue and Zest. Thank you so much for being
Runo Mars.
Shout out to Runo Mars and Lemon Zest.
I do feel like we kind of left Zest hanging.
I said Zest for last.
Oh, Zest for last is good. Yeah. Save the Zest for last. Anyway, thank you so much for listening. You're going to go ahead and follow Mario. Mario will be tagged in things, but you're going to go ahead and follow Mario. There is, as Allie said before we started recording, there is...
Oh, Mario has a show that hasn't been confirmed yet, but you should keep watching Mario's page, because what if the show gets confirmed and you miss it?
And you know what? Even if I don't end up opening for him, it's an incredible artist named Benedict Cork, and I'm opening for him potentially at the Moroccan Lounge on July 13th.
Great. And if not... Who cares?
If Benedict needed a nickname, I would say Eggs Benedict.
Yes. Truly.
So,
that's
just
great.
For that.
Just a food is what you've
now
you've,
that sounds
you've said.
Good.
Yeah, that's great. So go ahead, follow Mario. Go ahead, follow us. I'm trying to think. I'm not really promoting anything. Oh, I have some tour dates that I announced. I'm going to be in Chicago November 14th. Nope, 15th. I'm going to be in Nashville November 17th. We're working on New York right now, possibly New York. But if not New York, hey, New York's still a great city.
Go Knicks.
2026, girl, cook something. There's something in your freezer that you haven't cooked.
If you're safe, if you're comfortable, and if there is not a man there.
2026, boys have more whimsy. 2026, Piper,
put
your
shoes
on.
And for our youngest listeners.
Goodbye.
Why did you sing over me?